Welcome to This Fringy Life, a series of podcasts about the 2010 Vancouver International Fringe Festival, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM and is available on the web at CITR.ca and VancouverFringe.com.
I'm Adam Janusz, and on this episode of TFL, Arts Report correspondent Nick Sartori stumbles upon an unlikely sight, the cast of a show, and their not-so-glowing reviewer, in the midst of a seemingly calm conversation about their show.
So I'm standing here from the Arts Report for CITR Radio with Shane Burley from Plank Magazine and some folks from, what show are you guys from?
Capital Alice.
So this is not a very often, like it's not a very common sight, I suppose, on Fringe grounds to see a reviewer talking to artists so sort of nonchalantly. So I'm surprised no one's murdered each other yet. What's going on, guys?
Well, as I said before, that's the whole point about Plank, is to actually have a conversation with more than just yourself, right? I mean, it's about people that go see the shows, but also the artists themselves. And I was telling him earlier that I've had artists phone me at my, office, like, what is wrong with you? I hate you, I'm gonna kick your ass! Or one person said, I loved you so much, and oh my god, you're right, that was broken in my show, and I'll go fix it. So, but I mean, that's the whole point. I hate the singular voice attitude about a lot of artists, and yeah. I'm going to get my ass kicked now. But, I mean, a lot of them, they have such a focus on what they're doing, and they forget the critical thing, and that's the people that pay money to come see the show.
So how do you guys, as artists, ladies, feel about that statement?
Well, in two different ways. First of all, like, it's great to get feedback, and we know that there are things that need to be fixed and things to be worked on, and if we do another show of this, if we revise the script, that stuff is super valuable. On the other hand, we need to make our money, so
you want to get bums in seats.
Yeah, exactly, basically, yeah. And I know, I think that we have a really good show. Obviously, like, it's the Fringe Festival, we're first-time writers, there's things to fix, but overall, it's going to be good. It's great to hear feedback. I wish we had more time to utilize some of that, right, and put it in. But we've made some changes. Things are going to be things are getting better constantly from the first performance.
Cool.
Yeah.
And this reviewer saw the first performance. So, you have to take everything with a grain of salt.
Maybe I'll come and review it again at their last show.
I think you should. I think that would be fantastic.
And so we'll be able to read that review on the Plank Magazine and see the differences. That could be interesting.
I'm actually curious. Did you guys direct it yourselves, or did you have somebody else direct it?
It's completely self-propelled in every single way.
Okay,
we are responsible for pretty much every single aspect of the show. We created ourselves. And as Emily was saying before, we are... We're mostly new at this. It's the Fringe Festival. It's an opportunity for people who otherwise don't have access to space for theater to show off whatever points of view and talent they may have. It's a chance for those kinds of people who don't have access to, like, amazing stages like the Granville Island stage to get a chance to show their stuff. So I think we're really, really lucky and grateful to have had that opportunity. And I think that the point of the Fringe is to make theater accessible to people and accessible to the audience as well, to see things that they might not otherwise see, and to be able to, like, pay a very small price, because if you're going to go see big theater, it's like 40 to like 140 bucks a pop for a ticket, and our show is only 10 bucks, so awesome. Hey, come and see it.
Cool, for sure.
Let me clarify something really quickly. I don't actually say in the review not to go see the show. I actually do encourage people to go see it.
Oh, good.
So
wonderful.
Well, I'm curious. I don't know, because it hasn't been published yet, I might be asking a very inappropriate question, and you can tell me if that's the case. But what were some of the things that you said in your review? Or have you guys have probably already had this conversation, I'm just here too late.
I haven't. I'm new to it.
a lot of, well, basically what I did is I took the show of what they did, and I actually went back. When I went home, I picked up my Lewis Carroll book and sort of followed through a little bit. And the best parts had used dialogue from the book, or at least was very close to the book, which I thought was really cool. But then there were some parts where, and I was saying earlier that the very beginning of the show, the character of Alice goes to sleep for no reason. She just decides arbitrarily to go to sleep. And that stood out for me right away. I'm like, for the first 15 minutes, I'm like, why did she go to sleep? Like, she's kind of hating her job. She says a few words at that point. but then just kind of lies on a table and then goes to sleep and then wakes up in Wonderland. And then But then when I went back to the original book, there's all this stuff that happens before she actually goes down the rabbit hole about her pressures of family and la-da-da-da-da. And I thought there'd be a bit more of that, maybe a little more interaction with the boss character, the boss and that kind of stuff, to kind of really drive home this thing of why is she going to do this at her job? Because it's fine to fall down a rabbit hole, but when you put it in the place of a mall, the context kind of changes and you're sort of wondering, how does this all fit together? And the sign really was distracting too, because sometimes it didn't fold over properly. Yeah. I was like, what does it say? I don't even know.
Low budget show. We're working with very limited.
But also first night, like straight up first night jitters. Yeah. You know, shit, the sign's up. Damn it, go.
In terms of why she falls asleep, I mean, I guess that's a really valid critique if that didn't come across clearly enough. But we've all worked in retail to some extent, so the
I never
the
have, and impetus, that's probably what I'm missing.
Yeah,
for
the
a
impetus
lot of
behind that is that when you're folding jeans for 6 hours a day, you want to kill yourself. So, you know,
and so that story is what you're telling in the show.
Basically, that, gotcha. Like, I mean, she's
hang
like,
yourself with some jeans, maybe.
Anyone who has ever worked in retail, who's ever been to Starbucks, who's ever engaged in the mall, in capitalism, is going to get something out of the show. They might hate it. Yeah. They might love it. Because we say a lot of things that you can't always say. So we're trying to use humor to do that. And I think that point gets across, even though there might be a couple stumbles along the way. It's the Alice in Wonderland story. Alice is there, but she's in the mall this time. And then different people come to life.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thanks very much, everybody.
Overall,
do go see it.
It's not.
And Shane Burley says go watch it.
If you don't, I'm going to come to your house and I will